Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know, I woke up this morning and I was thinking, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about on today's show. I even asked Brian, what should I talk about today? And he said, I don't know. And so I let it go. And then later, I was playing outside with my son. And I just thought about what a beautiful time of year this is. It's harvest time, time for being grateful for all the abundance around us. So I thought that would be a really good thing to talk about today. Abundance. Creating abundance. Recognizing abundance and being grateful for everything, everything that you have, everything that you are. And when I say everything that you have, look around. You can be grateful for the sunlight shining on you, for the breath in your lungs, for the wind blowing outside, for the leaves changing color, the birds singing, for the rain, for all of it, every single thing, be grateful for it. And being grateful for all that you are, a lot of times, you know, we tend to beat ourselves up. We compare ourselves to others. We look and see what everybody else is doing and say, well, I'm not doing that. And this person's better than me at this. And that is not how we create abundance for ourselves. By being grateful for everything that we are, by praising our wins, we just keep creating more of that. So I actually had a question come in that I remembered when I thought about this topic this morning from Callie. And Callie asked, my husband and I are currently spending our entire income every month and not adding to our savings. We have a baby girl on the way due in February. My husband has a steady income, while mine is that of a freelancer, which fluctuates from time to time. I've been thankful to have savings to support us in a couple lower income years, but we've been going through our savings quite a bit. My husband is concerned and wants to downsize our financial spending even more by downgrading apartments in order to have more money to spend on the baby and try to build our savings back up. I believe that more money will flow into our lives and keep telling him that everything will work out. I worry that his response to the situation is acting out of fear, and I believe that we need to continue to manifest and be positive and believe that everything will work out. He wants to stay positive while also planning for the realities of our current situation. I wonder how positive mentors like you in the Positive Head community would react to such a situation. What is the most in line with our higher selves way of approaching this? Is, quote, facing reality something we need to do? is an unwavering belief in positivity in complete opposition with this facing reality. I know I wouldn't tell someone to spend beyond their means and just believe everything would work out, but I have a hard time not believing that new money will flow to us. Any and all guidance is appreciated. Thank you so much in advance, Callie. Well, thank you so much for sending me this question, Callie, and you sent it a few weeks ago, but now is the perfect time. So here's what I say. Well, first of all, let me say congratulations. What a super exciting time for you and your husband. It brings up some feelings of security and stability. And it's also a time where your intuition is heightened. And so I think that your answer is actually in your first question. So what does your higher self think? Only you know that answer. And that answer is within you. You just need to ask for guidance. You can ask for guidance in your sleep. You can ask for dreams. You can ask for signs and symbols from the universe. In so many ways, your higher self is speaking to you, and you know the answers. So I can understand this whole facing reality thing. But when we look at what we see as the reality of what is occurring, instead of looking at the infinite possibilities that are available to us and knowing that that is in our reality as well, then we actually almost perpetuate this blockage, this flow. And I also wouldn't say to spend beyond your means by any way, but these times can help us to reevaluate what it is that we really need. Maybe it's easy to make some adjustments. Maybe moving actually will help. Maybe being able to save up some money will help to increase the abundance mindset. But your higher self knows the answer to those questions. You know the answer to these questions. You just ask and trust in your guidance, because your higher self has all the answers. So they know what's best for you always. So if you can trust in what you hear, then that's what you go with. So I say, when you completely believe that everything will come to you, that money will flow, things will all work out, then that is exactly what will happen. And I believe that because I've lived my life this way ever since at least college, from what I can remember. I have always, always lived this way. I just don't see it any other way. I refuse to. And there have been times in my life where I've been like, oh no, I really don't have any money right now. But I also stay in that place of, it's okay. It's coming. It's coming to me now. It's just going to show up. The universe will always provide. And in one way or another, it always works out. And I don't have to really do anything about it. So I think it's really, really important to maintain that belief system that you have infinite abundance available to you. You just need to believe it. If we focus on what we don't have, then we just create more of what we don't have. It's great for you, Callie, being a freelancer, because you can create whatever you want. You're already doing that. See the end result of that. See it being easy. See it being abundant. And it just will be. All those other details, they'll work themselves out. You just maintain this belief system. Source and your higher self will just take care of the rest. That's all you need to do. Just surrender to it and believe, because it's there. It's always there. Hope that helps, Callie. Or for anyone else who has the same question, because I'm sure there are many of you who have similar situations. So remember, it's all about our belief in knowing that infinite possibilities are available to us as long as we believe them. I'll tell you a little story that just happened to me recently. So I've had these positions that I've held for the last like 5 or 6 years as a medical director for a couple different clinics. And recently they've been bought out by corporations. And so I was told within the last couple months that I didn't have those jobs anymore. And that was a pretty good source of income for me. It was really great because I didn't really entail too much work either. So it was a pretty good gig. And I find out that, yeah, not getting that income anymore. So I tell Brian, and, you know, he starts saying, well, we're going to have to figure out a way to make more money. And he's going to laugh at me. I always do his voice like that. I don't know why. And the minute he said that, I just looked at him and I was like, yeah, it's done. It's already coming. I don't even have to worry about it. It'll just be. It's just the way it works. Okay. And he was like, okay. And I actually left to go run some errands. And within a 20-minute period, I got a text message from someone who I used to work with that said, hey, we're looking for a doctor to cover a day or two a week. Can you do it for us? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And it turns out that it's going to be replacing what I lost and possibly even a little bit more. So I trusted and it immediately manifested. And all I had to do was be like, yeah, whatever. It's okay. The universe provides. I have a job to do and I'm doing it. So because I know this, I know that the universe is providing. And that's just my viewpoint for my life, right? But same thing goes for you. When you know that you are doing all the things necessary for your life, for your path, for your purpose, know that the universe is providing for you because you're doing your job. Yeah? And you know, that's not the first time this has happened to me. This has happened to me multiple times throughout my life because I refuse to see it any other way. That's how I exercise the power of my will. I refuse to see it any other way. Another quick story. If any of you live on the East Coast and go down to the beach at the summertime, during the summertime, and if you ever gone down there when you were in college and tried to get a job, you know that getting a job down there is difficult and you have to go down early. Well, when I was in college, I got a house with my friends and I did not go down early to get a job. And my mom was like, I don't know how you're going to do this. It's going to be really hard for you to get a job. And it was like after Memorial Day weekend. And I went down there to go get the keys to our house and walked about 20 feet away from the house. And there was a help wanted sign in this really cute restaurant. And waitressing was something that I always did. It was a great job. And so I walked in, got a job immediately, and I wound up making like a couple $100 a night, working like 5 or 6 nights a week when I was in college. I was making a ton of money. It was crazy. And I just fell into it because I saw it no other way. I was able to take myself to Europe after that. It was a really cool after college graduation trip for me. So thank you, universe. But I saw it no other way. So that's what the universe provided. And I tell you guys these stories because you can do this very, very easily too. See it no other way. So I found a Wayne Dyer clip. And what's so funny about this is that I was thinking, you know, all right, let me think about who are my favorite teachers as far as abundance goes. And Wayne Dyer, of course, came up and I think I'm on a bit of a Wayne Dyer kick lately. So I find this clip and he starts talking and I hear him mention the faces of intention. And I recognize this from the other clips that I've played recently, namely like the Infinite Patience episode and then recently the Kindness episode. And And I'm thinking, okay, am I just pulling from the same talk he did? But no, this is a book that he wrote called The Power of Intention. And there are seven faces to intention. And I happen to be picking from these faces of intention without knowing it. So abundance happens to be the third one I've chosen. And this clip not only talks about that, but also talks about another face of intention, which is receptivity. This is Wayne Dyer, How to Attract Abundance into Your Life. Take a listen.
The next face of intention is called the face of abundance. And the face of abundance, remember, I go back. This creative source reacts to your belief in shortages with a fulfillment of your belief. So if you believe and know and are certain that you can't attract abundance into your life, but I want to tell you tonight, you tuned in to somebody who knows about abundance. I have always been able to create abundance in my life. When I was a little kid, all the other kids in the places that I lived and so on, and even when we got back at home with my mom, pop bottles, you remember soda pop bottles? You could collect them, little knee-high bottles and Pepsi-Cola bottles and Coca-Cola bottles and 2 cents if you took them back. I was a master at collecting pop bottles. I could manifest a pop bottle just like that. It was this. We used to have furnaces that had coal in them. And I would go along and I would empty people's ashes that they would set out. So just take it out to the alleys. I would go to the grocery store, and because my imagination was always working on abundance, I would carry groceries out for little old ladies. You know what I'm doing today? Right now? Collecting pop bottles. And taking out ashes. And taking out groceries for little old ladies. Just a bigger stage. See, if I came to this source and said, I don't have enough, this source doesn't know how to react to I don't have enough. This source is an endless supply. It's like the ocean. You can take a 10 million gallon tank to the ocean of abundance, and you can take it out every hour, or you can take a thimble once a year, and the ocean doesn't care. It makes no difference to the ocean, because everything returns to this source. Every time I walk, wherever I go, in fact, it happened to me this morning. I found a dime. A dime? That's like major. A dime. That's 10 pennies. That's 5 bottles. And whenever I bend over, and I notice that it gets a little further away, I bend over and I pick up this coin, and I always say, thank you, God, for this symbol of abundance that always flows into my life. Never once have I ever said, how come only a dime? I need $1,000. Why are you only giving me a dime? It reminds me of a wonderful story of a grandmother who was living in that consciousness, and she was walking along the beach, and she had her little grandson with her. And all of a sudden, this huge wave came right out of the ocean, gobbled up, took the son, and he was gone, just disappeared. She got down on her knees, she prayed, oh my God, please send my grandson back. How could this be? This is the worst moment of my life. Please send my grandson back. I know. And all of a sudden, another wave came along, and plop, there was her grandson, right there next to her feet. And she looked up and she said, he was wearing a hat. The face of abundance is like you have to come to this source not with what is missing, because it doesn't know. There's nothing missing. This source, which is the source of all, doesn't know about what's missing. When you say, please give me what is missing, it'll just reaffirm your belief in things being missing. You have to come to this source by being abundant, by being in a state of gratitude, by being thankful for all that you are, and seeing yourself as attracting more and more of that, and being willing to give it away. The final face of these faces, the seventh face of intention, is what I call the face of receptivity. It is my intention to attract ideal people and ideal relationships into my life. This universal source is what I call an equal opportunity provider. It knows nothing about not being receptive. It doesn't show up in you and not in you. It isn't anything that would judge one as better than the other. Are you receptive? Are you receptive to everyone? And you know, this works so well. My secretary and I, Maya, who's sitting up here in the box, who's been with me for 25 years, I can't shake her. As much magic as I try, she just keeps showing up. I couldn't do it without her. And we were leaving for a talk in Chicago, I believe it was, from Florida. And we had 7 boxes of books to take with us on the plane. This was in the days when you could take what you wanted on a plane. And we were scheduled out on one airline that I was a platinum something or other on. And we found out that the flight was canceled. And they had already checked the boxes in. And then they sent us to another airline at the other end of the terminal. So we wheel up there, we go up there with the 7 boxes, and she's up there, and this woman's got a scowl on her face at this new airline. And almost as if she was saying, you won't be getting these boxes on this plane. And she was determined that that was not receptive to this idea whatsoever. Now, my way I handle these kinds of things in my life is by every time, if I meet a surly waitress or a surly waiter, or if I meet someone who, when I'm checking into a hotel, is giving me a hard time, to me, this is just a wonderful opportunity to practice the power of intention. Can I be receptive to this person and have them eating out of my hand in no time at all? And it isn't by being phony or artificial. It's by trusting that if I'm receptive to this person, if I'm sending love to this person, if I'm sending kindness, if I am being what my source is, if I am in harmony, in rapport with source energy, then I can create an ally. So my secretary was about to, and I just said, Maya, don't say a word. And I went up to the woman, and I just started talking to her. And because I knew, I could just tell by her body language that she was about to tell me, you're only going to be able to take 2 boxes with you for each person, and you're going to have to leave 3 here. But that just wasn't on my agenda whatsoever. And I reached into my briefcase, and I took out a book, and I signed it. I said, I'd really like you to have this. I appreciate you putting us on your flight. And I started talking to her in this really kind of way, and I said, it's just, we just missed this other flight. I've got to give a talk up here in Chicago. And I extended as much kindness as I possibly could. I was totally receptive and open to her. And by the time this encounter ended, she was asking, don't you have any more boxes? Isn't there something else that you'd like to ship? Do you want to ship one of your kids? We can... And upgraded us to first class, gave us everything that we could possibly have wanted, and it was all because of being receptive to her, having this space of receptivity. When you have receptivity, when you are practicing infinite patience, when you are being the kind of person you wish to attract, you have to want it more for others than you do for yourself. You have to see yourself already as connected to the right person. See yourself from the end. And see yourself as having all of the right people showing up. Act as if they're already here. Because that's what the source is. And they are already here. I'm telling you, when I'm writing and I'm in the space that I'm defining here right now and speaking about right here, when I'm in this space, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that everybody shows up that I need. And it almost gets to a point where I get befuddled by it, how beautiful and blissfully it works. I'm even befuddled by you all showing up. We just put a little notice out there and said, come to Boston. Please come to Boston. Isn't that a song? And you all did, thousands of you. Look at you, all over the place, this beautiful place and these lobbies and going all the way up into, there's people up there, you're 1,000 miles away, you're all here. And when I'm writing, my eyes will glance on a book that's been on the bookshelf for 20 years and I haven't looked at, and I'll walk past it and it'll fall. What is that? And I'll pick it up and it's exactly what I needed. The phone will ring and the right person will show up. When you're in this place of being receptive, kind, loving, beauty, abundance, when you're in this place, the universe conspires with you to create the right people, the right things. It all shows up. It's not your ego. I don't do it. It's called surrender. It's called, in the recovery movement, we call this letting go and letting God. Just letting go. You have a senior partner, if you knew, who walked beside you at all times on this path that you've chosen, you could never have another doubt that this would work. And I'm telling you, you tuned in today on this PBS show to listen to somebody who has believed. Not only do I believe in this and write about it, speak about it, I live it every day of my life. It always works.
Yep, it absolutely always works. And I can totally attest to that. Source reacts to our beliefs. So whatever we believe is what we will create. I love how he said his imagination is always working on abundance, because that's how we create. We imagine, we use our imaginations to create anything we want out of this infinite potential that exists out there for us to grab. Like he said, abundance is an infinite source. Source doesn't know anything but, right? So we remember that source is all we are, then we remember that we are infinitely abundant. And to be grateful for all the abundance around you. Like he was grateful for finding that dime because it's a symbol of his abundance. And when he talked about there, if you, like we were talking about earlier, from Callie's question, if you're asking for what's missing, source will just reaffirm your belief that it is missing. So we have to see all the abundance in our lives, being grateful for everything around us and recognizing that we are truly abundant. And also, like he said, you have to be willing to give it away. And then he talked about receptivity and always understanding that we will always attract the ideal people and relationships into our lives. Just knowing it, knowing that it will all show up because the universe is conspiring with you. I love how I said it befuddles him. What a great word befuddled is. Yeah, it is befuddling. It's like, is that for real? Yeah, it is. The universe is providing for you. And like he said, when we encounter somebody who might be having a bad day, might be a little scratchy, that's a really great opportunity for us to practice all of these powers of intention, being receptive and loving and kind and infinitely patient, and watching them show up that way. Because when you just assume that they are the source that they are, they respond accordingly. It's a beautiful thing. And it's a beautiful thing for us to be able to practice this, spreading our love and light everywhere and expecting people, knowing it, that they will show up as the source creators that they are. You will see more and more of that in your life the more you practice these things. Surrendering to it. The universe is conspiring with you. You always have a senior partner by your side. And when you believe that, there's no reason to doubt anything at all. You have an angel holding your hand all along the way. Believe it. Ask for guidance. Trust in it. And let it all just happen for you. All you do is believe. Believe in your infinite abundance. And that is it for me today, everyone. I'm going to leave you with a song. This is Satsang, Beautiful Days. Until next time, love you all.
every hour that I spend down on bending knees, screaming to the sky, saying, let me be. Now I am grateful, so grateful for every single one of my lost friends who travel through tunnels with no light at the end. I am thankful, so thankful for every day that I awake and the sun comes up, for the woman that I love and the tea in my cup, for the kids that I'm raising that help raise me, for the man that I was and the one that I'll be. Yeah. These are some beautiful days we're living here, and I couldn't be more thrilled with the skin I'm here. I said I'm present and grateful for that I got, and the love keep me moving. Said the love keep me moving, cause there ain't no need, no need to stop. La da 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 da. Hey, yeah, hey. Now for the fact that I was abused as a child and still possess the strength to wear a smile, I am grateful, so grateful for the angry young man that I used to be, and the one I've become for my family. I am thankful, so thankful for my two arms, two legs, one heart to build strength, one voice, six strings, and the love that it brings. Four sister, four brother, two father, two mother, one daughter, two sons, one woman, that's love. These are some beautiful days we're living in, and I couldn't be more thrilled with the skin I'm in. I said I'm present and grateful for all that I got, and the love keep me moving. Said the love keep me moving, cause there ain't no need, no need to stop. La da 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 da. Hey.
No need to stop.